Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Well, our weather pattern is in a state of transition now. We talked about it last week, this more of an easterly flow that brings some tropical moisture in across the area at times and a gradual uptick in the rainfall. Now, it's not a lot of rain all the time, and it's not everywhere, certainly not constant, but it's better than what we've had the last 6 weeks or so for the most part. And we're getting some spots to get some downpours. We had a few areas, E-Town last night, picking up a quarter of an inch of rain in about 5 minutes. Now, we didn't get anything at CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax. It's scattered, but it's at least to start. We got to start somewhere after all. So breezy winds off the Atlantic, the story this week, a high rip current risk at our area beaches. Boy, be extra careful. There's going to be quite a rip current risk all the way through the end of the week. Swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. And then we get these showers too that they don't generally contain a whole lot of lightning, though we'll get some lightning strikes at times, especially during the daytime showers that are moving ashore. But it's mostly rain showers. They're moving rather quickly. They produce some gusty winds. You may get wind gusts of 20 to 30 miles per hour as the rain moves in. It'll pour, and then they're gone, just like that. And the peak of the shower activity looks to be tomorrow and Thursday. And again, there'll still be plenty of dry hours, and then we'll start to see a drying trend as we head toward the weekend. So it looks like between now and Friday, everybody probably gets rain. It's just that the amounts don't look all that much. Generally, a quarter to a half inch. We may get a few spots that manage an inch of rain. You'd consider to be the lucky one. It still doesn't look like it's really the true start to our wet season, but again, it's at least something on what has been such a terribly dry last 3 or 4 weeks. And with these long days and hot days and sunshine, it just dries out remarkably quickly. This time of year, we average about a third of an inch of rain a day. It's one of our, it's the beginning of our wet season, after all. But when it's this dry, it just, without the rainfall and these long days, it just dry out very, very quickly. But we're getting at least a little bit of relief over the next few days. It's also moderating temperatures, highs only in the 80s. I say only because the average is now closing in on 90 degrees. So we'll take that nice refreshing breeze. And at the beaches, it's downright breezy. Wind gusts 20 to 25 miles per hour at times. In the tropics, we have a little bit of action. In the far western Gulf of Mexico, what is likely soon to be Alberto is taking shape. This should move into Mexico. Doesn't look like it becomes a real strong system, but it will produce some very heavy rain across Mexico and South Texas. That's not a bad thing for South Texas, where there's been drought, so they'll get a drought buster with this, or at least some big relief. And then there looks to be potentially a second disturbance developing east of this one, maybe next week, that would be a little more to the east and may impact parts of the Gulf Coast, so we'll keep an eye on that. Both of these, though, at this point, certainly Alberto, or what's likely to become Alberto, stays way to the west of Jacksonville, northeastern Florida. There will be no local impacts, and probably not even from a second system that would develop a little more to the east in the Gulf. But again, that's a ways away. And then we have, of course, the banana pointed at Jacksonville, so to speak, and northeast Florida and the Georgia coast or the Carolina coast from a disturbance that's trying to form over the southwestern Atlantic. This just does not look like a big system or one that's going to manage to really mature, but it is helping to enhance our onshore flow, our east winds, and a little more tropical moisture surging in and enhancing those showers a little bit as we get into tomorrow and especially tomorrow night, Thursday night, early Friday. And so it's a little bit of an extra oomph for that shower activity, even though, again, in the end, it's not all that much rain. It doesn't look to me like this system can become much as it moves west-northwest bound. It's not a traditional tropical system or tropical wave like one that develops from a wave that's come off the coast of Africa and moving across the Atlantic. This is developing from an upper-level low-pressure area, kind of gets pinched off. We see this from time to time. One of the more notable times 12 years ago, 2012, Tropical Storm Beryl developed in such fashion in late May. This one doesn't look to get as strong as Beryl did, but something to keep an eye on. But it looks like it's going to be a pretty weak system overall as it moves to the west-northwest. Always updated every single day more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With our weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.